Homeowners who have fallen behind in their property tax bills are being turned away by the Wayne County Treasurer's Office when they attempt to pay all or part of the bill. A new law says those properties in foreclosure will be up for sale for 30 days and may be purchased by either the state or the community where the property is located. The Wayne County Treasurer had allowed property owners to repay their bill up to the foreclosure auctions, which are held in September and October. But Dearborn Heights officials sued the treasurer's office last year after they tried to seize a vacant property but were denied because the owner had worked out a payment plan with the treasurer. Brad, the reason why I'm calling you and I want to get some comments on is this something that involves Ottawa County or is this something strictly for Wayne County in that part of the state?
Okay. Gary, the law says that once a property is foreclosed, there is no redemption to that property for the homeowner. So when the county treasurer forecloses on it, it's supposed to stay foreclosed, and the first opportunity to take that property and do something else with it falls to the state. We have to give them opportunity, and then the local unit of government, and then the county, and then it goes to an auction. So that's the process legally that's set up in the law.
Now, it's not a case where somebody may have been falling behind on their payments and the like, especially in property taxes, and all of a sudden, whomp, here comes foreclosure, and there's no, like, first or second warning on this, is there?
No, so somebody didn't pay at their, let's just say it's a city, somebody that owns a property in the city, they had a year to pay in the city. I then buy that property from the city, I buy the tax bill in, and as the county treasurer, and as the county treasurer, I then send four notices the first year. We actually go out and post the property in the second year, so we've actually been at their door with a posting. It's either, you know, we've knocked on the door, somebody, maybe nobody was home, but we've then taped it on their house, and I've got pictures of that. We posted in the newspaper, so there's been a whole bunch of ways that it's been, that the owner has been noticed during those 2 years that I own it.
So it's a two-year thing, so it's not like a case where one moment they're behind and all of a sudden next moment they're foreclosed and there's no way for them to get back at it. They have enough time. It's not as if it's a whoomp like that, is it?
That is correct. It's a two-year process. And then up until that, the end of that 2 years that I have it, they can pay just the year that's in that would be marching them toward foreclosure. So it's a one-year thing at a time. As long as they can keep that those taxes up that last year, they're able to stay in the house.
The key is your office wants to work with these people in terms of if they're behind and they're saying, hey, we want to remedy this, and it's within that two-year span, you're willing to work with them on that, or do they have to, you know, is it a case of, hey, you know, you got to pay your bill?
Well, there are ways that I can actually extend that foreclosure. There is a hardship extension. So if they can show to me that they don't have income right now but have the potential of making income, there's a reasonable thought that we're going to be able to come to some resolution to it. I can extend it 1 year at a time, but I've done it for multiple years for people. And we try and set up a payment plan with folks. Our goal would be to try and make it work.
Yeah, it's not draconian in that regard, then.
No, I don't want their property. I really would like them in it. Our whole system, the way we've got structured in our state, is we're better off if people are in their houses. We're better off from a community perspective. We're better off from a house stays better. It continues to work long term if somebody's in it. When somebody isn't there and not taking care of it, it goes to pot in a hurry.
Brad, let me ask you off the top of your head, and I apologize if you don't have the numbers or can't cite it. What percentage of properties within a two-year span that your office claims in Ottawa County eventually goes to the auction block? 20, 15, 10% or what?
Oh, okay. So you're asking the ones that started in down that road?
Mm-hmm. Is it any noticeable thing, or is it pretty much a case of once the county has its hands on it, people really start responding?
Oh yeah, as soon as As soon as we start sending out notices, because I send 4 notices that first year, we get probably, let's see, I'm averaging that there are only, looks like my numbers, I'm trying to look at a sheet.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, we'll just go, let's go with ballpark if we, while
looks
we
like
can.
Looks like 60% roughly pay in the first year that I have them delinquent. So 60% of the people that were delinquent on the first day that I get it from the local units have all paid it during that first year. And of the rest of them, so this last year there were about, let's just say there were 800 still left over. And of that 800, what I foreclosed on this year was 34.
Okay, so it's about 5%, yeah. I would say. Pretty close to about 5% in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Foreclosures overall, are you seeing it going down a little bit, or is it pretty much level?
Our numbers have dramatically gone down over the last couple of years. So, yeah, we're down significantly in Ottawa County.
All right, and then finally, this property tax bill situation I mentioned in Wayne County, it's a home situation, but it also applies for businesses as well? Business,
yeah,
agricultural type of things as well, besides just a residential?
Yes. So the property, all property, it's, the property tax system works the same for whether it's a commercial or residential, that kind of thing. Probably what's happening in Wayne County is they were trying to keep people in houses rather than lose them. So somebody says, oh, I just found money. I'm trying to make, you know, can I make the payment? And they're trying to keep people in it rather than giving the property away to the state or whatever, who may or may not use it. So I understand why they were trying to do it. That's not how it's supposed to work.